bound by London's river, chimes of clock marking time, overlapping sounds of running water through pipes and channels and rivers and drains, location affecting the sounds, lapping onto banks, thudding against boat sides, sounding sinister in enclosed spaces or storm, cheerful and light-hearted over pebbles, foghorns calling, ship's warning bells, associated sounds, mechanical, human, vehicular, birds shrieking, rope creaking as pulled in different directions, clank of chains, slapping of ropes against flagpoles, boats rocking and tumbling whilst at rest, sounds blending harshly on the ear or pleasurably, sounds of people harsh in physical actual sound, harsh in the content, inner voices critical or approving. In all our experiencing and learning every day, do we hear you? Movement of water, of people, vehicles, boats. Water, muddy brown one moment, sparkling another as weather changes. Smoother reflections, distorted reflections. Ripples in river, constantly shifting and moving. Patterns made and remade every second. Swirling, smooth patches, ridges sliding in and out on banks when calm. Splashing vigorously when agitated and stirred. Violent and destructive, depending on the stimulus each moment of the day. Gulls squabbling bring the seaside to mind. Elegant heron standing tall, surveying arrogantly his patch. Gracefulness and delicacy in the length of legs and movements. Solitary cormorant standing in stillness on wooden post in river, turning his head, checking what is going on. Black silhouette against grey and white background of sky and buildings. Memorials to past events and people and trades, tragedy and pleasure, wartime and peacetime. Shadows and light chasing each other over the constantly moving surface of the waters, lit from lamps and buildings. Lapping sound of water connecting with bank, echoing the sound of the sea. Chimes of the hour coming up the river heard just over traffic's noises. Light and shadows cast by moon and sun. Sounds of water swirling and brushing and shaping landmasses. Soundless without men and machines. Sound of wind breathing, creation coming into existence. Chaos responding to the touch of your hands, master, creator of all, delicately moulding, manoeuvring, playing, colouring the earth and sky. Daylight, no hint of darkness to come. Late afternoon daylight lingers, clouds white and grey, patches of blue, sky touched by violent flush of orange yellow, spreading out behind clock's tower, mirrored in ripples in river. Swiftness of changes to different parts of sky at different stages of colour and light changes, as daylight slowly retreats to make room for night, almost see your hands controlling light levels. Finding new down by London's river. Standing on a bridge, see the city buildings, jumble of architectural styles and periods of history. Towns, villages within a city, other stretches of river almost rural, less intensive buildings, cows and fields and open spaces. Historic buildings where people led very different lives to us. Royalty and aristocracy and upper middle class. Through the centuries and changing of society, presence of churches and chapels, cathedrals and groups meeting together in homes. You could be found down by London's river. Daylight or lamplight, filtering through tree branches and railings, squares, rectangles, round of windows, ornate lampstands, speak of home life and hospitals and surgeries and clinics, businesses, cafes, shops and places of leisure, surrounded by light, looking out for you and your light. finding new down by London's river.